Welcome to the Radio Coffee House chat room, sponsored by The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Boy, oh boy, do we have a great show for you this beautiful Saturday morning. So the theme, I want you to listen, oh, it's so good, is having a wise health plan. Now that's kind of like just the opening. Having a wise health plan. Number one, decreasing your risk of illness. Number two, the basics of living longer. And three, living a quality life. That's all important. What's cool about this morning, Cool Whip, what's really great this morning is we're going to talk about the seven pillars. We're not going to just talk about the one way, or we're not going to just harp on one thing. We're going to talk about the seven pillars, how to have a decreasing your risk of illness. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, the basics of living longer. And three, the living a quality life, no matter what your age is. So what I'm fixing to say is going to be critically important, very, very important. Your quality of life is directly related to the foundation your life is built upon. Now think about that, folks. So if you think about your life as it is now, no matter where you are, no matter what your age is, your life where you are right now is directly related to that foundation. So please just take a moment and let me take a moment and read something about foundations. So there's two types of foundations you can build upon, according to the text here. And I'm reading word for word. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them will be like a wise man, a far-sighted, practical, and sensible man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods and the torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. Yet it did not fall. Why? Because it had been founded upon the rock. So the storms of life are going to come, no matter who you are. That's a fact of life. Here's the second part, the second foundation. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man, stupid man, is what the scripture says, a man who built his house upon the sand. So is your health plan, is it built upon the sand? And the rains fell, and the floods and the torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and it fell, and great and complete was its fall. That's from the Gospel of Matthew 7:24-27. So the importance of having a great foundation in your overall health plan is extremely important. And that's why we're going to talk about the seven foundational pillars in the Radio Coffee House chat room. So good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Robert Whipple, and we're speaking live in Saturday morning here in a beautiful KLIF studios in Victory Plaza. I am an entrepreneur, a businessman. I have the privilege of being vice president of Southern Painting, one of the most successful painting companies in America. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, who's sponsoring this show, The Big Day. And I'm your host for the Radio Coffee House chat room. And our platform is to discuss relevant topics, which that's a very relevant topic today. That's your overall health plan. And the big thing, or I'd say our mission statement, is to help you mow down any opposition you may be facing in regards to your health plan. And we all face some kind of opposition. My guest host is Cool Whip. Good morning, Nurse Nancy Cool Whip.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing awesome.
Good. And we've got a very special guest in the studio, and
yes,
you probably already heard him. And his name is Alden Smith, who is the master certified trainer, personal trainer with 24-Hour Fitness. Good morning, Alden Smith.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we were talking about, you know, a little bit about your history. So you went to school, went to college, and played basketball on a scholarship.
Yes, sir.
And you played what position?
Small forward, so a little bit of guard and forward. So,
and
I like to call it the most athletic position.
Why is that?
That's good.
You have to do a lot, honestly, from rebounding, posting up, you know, to being able to score, to shooting, and usually guarding the best offensive player on the opposing team. So you got to do a lot. It really is.
That's pretty amazing. You play college basketball, and so you started, that was from the point of being like one of the major points in, or one of the major factors in your life, going to college, playing basketball, which is like having two jobs at one time, you know, going to school and playing basketball. Tell me something you learned from that, from a personal standpoint, you may share with our listeners this morning.
Okay. I mean, first of all, it's truly a blessing to be able to play college ball. You know, if you have the opportunity, no matter what level, you know, definitely pursue that opportunity for sure. But I think the two most things I've learned was, for one, discipline. Like I said, coming out of high school, you know, 18 years old, you know, you're thinking you're on your own.
So talk to me about discipline. Just take about 30 seconds. And what do you mean by discipline? I mean, we all know what the word discipline means,
right.
But
I think at 18, I mean, you know, you just want to party, have fun, but you know, you have to wake up early for conditioning. You have to get plenty of rest and you have to study on the road. So between games, you know, when you're traveling, I'm talking 6 hours, road trips, you know, you have to study because when you get back to school, you still have your test the next day. So that requires a lot of discipline to just actually take the time to study. And you're on your own. There's no one going to tell you to study. Your coach isn't going to tell you to study. I mean, your parents aren't there to tell you to study. You have to settle down and do it.
So it takes discipline, kind of like everyday life does.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Well, again, my name is Robert Whipple, your host for the Radio Coffee House Chat Room, and we want your comments and opinions. Some oppositions you may be facing in regards to your overall health plan. We're going to talk about the seven pillars. It's going to be extremely, extremely good information. Get your pencil and pen out. And by the way, if you have a question or a comment you want to talk about your health, or you have a question for Alden or Cool Whip or myself, feel free to give us a call. We have a phone number that you can call. That phone number is 888-787-5543. So let's dive right into the seven pillars about what is actually a pillar. I mean, a pillar is something that your foundation is built upon. So this is why it's important to just have like seven pillars. I mean, this is really important for you to think about. And it's going to take all seven of those to complete the journey of having optimal health, living a long life, quality long life, and defeating any kind of illness in your life. So let's talk about number one. And it's going to be different than what you think, but it's so true, and it's the words you speak. Mm-hmm. That's the words that you speak every single day. That has everything to do with your optimal health plan. You go, it does?
Yes, it does.
In fact, the Bible says that life and death is in the power of your tongue. Mm-hmm. So just listen to what you're speaking every day. Listen to the words that you speak.
Oh, absolutely. If you're talking about, like, I remember people used to come into the office where I worked and they would say, well, we'll be back tomorrow because the other child's going to be sick. And sure enough, they were back the next day.
Or it's flu season. Mm-hmm. You know, every year I get the flu. So that's why I'm training myself. So it's interesting that Alden Smith is a personal and he's a certified master trainer with 24-Hour Fitness. They call him trainer. So what you're doing is, in effect, training the words that come out of your mouth.
Right. Some of the words I'd really tell my clients never say is I can't. You know, if you tell yourself you can't do it, you're not going to do it.
Yeah, you never will be able to do it.
Eating healthy or doing cardio or lifting weights, if you say you can't do it, you're not going to do it. So, I stop that right away.
Well, what it does, Alden, is it sets in motion the law of attraction, what you're attracting into your life. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to this, folks. Stop today speaking death words over yourself. But you don't understand. I'm speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. You may think it's the truth, but according to who? And I'm not saying being Pollyanna, or I'm not saying being false, but it's kind of like one day my son called me, Alden and Cool Whip. He called me and he said, how are you feeling? And that day was not my best because I had just come out of a major surgery. And I said, I've never been feeling better. Why is that important to say that? For two reasons. That's why you want to start speaking over yourself. I'm prophesying into my future, and I'm retraining my thinking. There we use the word training again. Isn't that funny how that keeps coming up? Mm-hmm. So it's always training who you are, and this is the problem. Most people, when you think about what they say, they have 200 mile an hour mouths and about 55 mile an hour minds.
That's right. That's a good one.
Yeah, they're not really thinking about what they're going to be saying. They just blurt out whatever is on top of their mind.
Right.
So stop doing that.
Yep.
In fact, there's a good book that I'd recommend that one of my good friends and business associates talked about. It's called Hung by the Tongue. And so your mouth, your words are going to determine your health.
Right.
You go, well, I don't know if I totally agree with that. I'm going to say this, and we're going to be talking about this for like, this is not something you just start today. This is something you practice on.
Yeah.
So you start practice training your words. So the first pillar is to have a big time training your words area.
Right.
The second foundation we're going to talk about is having a strategic plan. And that's, you go, oh yeah, I know that. But you got to have dedicated appointments. You have to get serious about your exercise program. You have to dedicate time that you're going to exercise.
Right. And I mean, that's one thing we do best at 24-Hour Fitness, or most master trainers, is sit down, you know, with the client and actually plan out a schedule. You know, we're going to map out your cardio. We're going to map out the days you do weights. You know, if you like to do classes, you know, we're going to map that out. But we want to have a set plan, just like you said, appointments. You know, you're going to know what time your class is. You're going to know what time your personal training session is. And in that way, you know, you can cut out all the excuses, right?
Well, yeah,
right.
And that's a good point. When you put together a schedule that this is the morning I'm going to get up and train, when you set your, we don't call it alarm clock, we call it opportunity, because it's the opportunity to get up and get with it.
Right.
So you have that. You have a plan on what you're going to be eating. Like yesterday, I planned on what I was going to be eating that whole entire day, because I knew that I have a little bit of a cheat day at the end of the day, being Friday, being the week up.
Who gave you that?
Stop it. By the way, this is funny, but Alden, it's not funny, but Alden has been my personal trainer for close to 4.5 to 5 years, and we've developed a relationship of things that we've learned from each other. And I tell you, Alden is like a godsend to me. But you got to learn how to eat correctly. I want to talk about this point before we go into the commercial break. You have to have an intentional plan to have a PLA. You want to start training your thinking. You want to start training what you're reading. You want to start looking at reading great things about health. You also want to become an educated consumer. You want to know about what you're putting in your mouth. You read some of the labels that you're putting, I mean, the stuff you're putting in your mouth, I mean, that's big time, like big
right.
time mistake.
Yeah.
So, and then another area is you got to sleep. I mean, sleep is one of the natural cures for your body. So these are appointments that you're setting. So you actually have a LO and lights on and lights off. We are out of time right now in our first 2 points, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back to point three. We have got so many, we have so much good information to share with you. Stay tuned, and we'll see you on the other side. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, and I wanted to introduce you to a book I have just published, which became a bestseller on Amazon shortly after it was released. The title of the book, The Big Day. Being an avid reader, I truly believe there's not another book in the marketplace like it. Absolutely nowhere. What simply separates The Big Day is that it combines the science of winning big in your life with the application of the spiritual principles that are available for each of us. It's a step-by-step guide for creating a culture of leaders who are successful physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am convinced that this book can be a game changer in your life, no matter who you are or where you are. Simply go on Amazon and search The Big Day by Robert Whipple. I am convinced it will be one of the greatest investments you ever made in your future.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like,
that basketball player, and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within. Home.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! To... Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/TX. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Well, good morning again. We're talking about having a wise plan on building the pillars for choices that you make every single day. We've covered the first two. Now we're going to get into number three. Our goal here is to give you a plan to mow down the opposition that you may be facing in regards to your health plan. My special guest is Alden Smith, Master Certified Trainer, Cool Whip. She's in the studio today. And let's get right into number three, and that is disciplining yourself on being on the offense about what you put again in your mouth. We just covered that again a little bit earlier. But how do you do that? Well, one of the fundamental ways is having portion control. This is something that you like to talk about, Alden, about what you eat. Mm-hmm. And how to do that. One of the things he's helped me with is looking at the calories, mm-hmm. but also looking at the quality of the food that you're putting in your mouth or whatever you may be drinking.
Right. Yes, sir. So, I mean, nutrition is 80% of your success. So, I mean, you want to maximize your results. If you're working hard in the gym, but you're not eating right, you're not going to see the results you want to see in a timely manner. So it's important that you eat healthy. But also, you know, you want to break it down into more detail. Okay, let's look at the calories. Am I eating enough or am I eating too much? And then also, like I said, the content of the calories, you know, how much protein's in your diet, how much carbs in your diet, how much fat. And that's one thing we do. We break that down, and then it's a world of difference for sure.
Yeah, one of the things that that I have done, and going back to number two, having a plan to study about foods, I have studied supplements for like the last 30, 35 years. And I'm not recommending any supplement over the other, but I'm just going to talk to you a minute about a supplement that I like. It's called the Ultimate Omega 2X, and it's called the Next Generation Fish Oil. I love that. Mm-hmm. Another supplement that I take is from Dr. Kenneth Cooper. It's the original Iron Free Cooper Complete. Those are vitamins. Love the fiber. I'm looking at this in the studio. I take the original fiber every day. I have a couple other supplements, but I get serious about what I'm putting in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm doing, and whether or not you agree or disagree with a supplement or not, get serious about going on the offense about what's going in your mouth, especially when it comes to things that your body may not be used to, for example, alcohol. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a drink. I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying you need to be very careful about what goes in your mouth. Everything that you take, even on the week up,
right,
you got to be careful. And I know we think, well, we have this cheat day or this cheat afternoon. Try to be careful. Like, I'm going to give you one example. Yesterday evening, I wanted to have a chicken fried chicken. So I took that and cut it in half. And then took that half and then chopped it up with a salad, mm-hmm. and then limited the dressing. So I did that on purpose. That was my cheat day. And I figured I got about 450, 500 calories just out of that little. But I know it's not the most healthiest thing, mm-mm. but I stop it. But I did
so
have
thumbs up or thumbs down.
I thought it was thumbs up, Whip.
Mm. It looked.
He's
oh,
not. Alden's
no.
not.
I think he's doing thumbs
cheat day.
Down.
I don't know. Cheat
okay,
day.
I'll leave, you know.
We're okay.
I'll, please help me. Somebody
I
help me.
I think he's saying it's
Dan,
okay.
Help me.
Right. I think
portion
he's saying
control.
It's okay.
You did a good job of cutting it in half. I like that.
Oh, good. I'll pat myself
good.
On the back.
Part.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
sir.
That is a pillar that's very, very important. And then let's get into our fourth pillar. And I like this because I think it has everything to do with who you are. And I call this your emotional, or I'm going to topic this out as your emotional and spiritual intelligence. That's number four. You got to get control of what you're thinking about. Worry, stress, and anxiety are your silent killers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting there and you work out and you have a great workout plan and you're eating good, but you have a lot of worry or dread or anxiety and you're always worried about something coming up, I'm telling you, that's just as bad as going and eating a bunch of junk food and not exercising and laying on the couch and being a couch potato. You got to say, I've got to make a decision. I'm not going to live stressed out, worried out, freaked out. In fact, and I don't know if this is a fact, but I read somewhere, Alden, that the majority of heart attacks happen from 7 p.m. on Saturday or Sunday evening to 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Why? Because people are stressed out.
Yeah.
And I think that's something you got to look at. Okay, what can I do to have some emotional intelligence?
Right.
So another way I like is learning to laugh. We love to laugh.
Yes, sir.
And I think laughter is really a great medicine for you. In fact, the Bible says that basically what it does for you, it gets you get yourself off your mind.
Right.
So I like that. You got to start getting some emotional intelligence about what you're doing. Something that when I go through a day and I'm looking at my day, and it's pretty busy, you know, being with Southern Painting. And Southern Painting is a company that I work with. It's my day job. It's about 55, 65 hours a week that I put in to help grow Southern Painting. There's not a day that goes by that I don't have the opportunity for some kind of worry or stress or anxiety, especially when I'm dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all dealing with people. So I have to make a decision that no matter what my day is, I'm not going to live in that cesspool of junk.
Right.
I'm not calling it being negative. I'm just saying I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get up in the morning and automatically turn on a bunch of junk and listen to it. I want to feed myself something that's going to help me.
Right.
That's very important. That's why it's important to have a PLA. If you don't have a steady diet of good things coming in your life. Now, I know this is going to sound like a big-time info commercial, but it's not. It's the book, The Big Day. You need to get that book and you need to start studying it. It will help you in right. two realms, the spiritual and the natural.
Right.
So I think that's critically important. I think that's important from the standpoint of getting a stable foundation emotionally.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than having somebody really way, way up or way, way down.
Right.
So I have to get control of myself.
Have a balance.
Like that. I mean, I'm not a big guy on balance, but if I had to say I like balance, that would be an area, Alden, mm-hmm. I'd want to balance, is having that emotional intelligence. In fact, I talked to one of the top doctors in the country not more than, let's say, a couple of months ago, and I was talking with her on the phone, and I said, and she's over this large hospital, big-time hospital, and I said to her, "Doctor, let me ask you a question. So all the patients you take care of every single day, now this is good stuff, listen, all the patients you take care of every day, how much does their attitude or their emotional side have to do with if they're going to get better?"
Right.
I didn't even get the question out of my mouth, Alden, Cool Whip. She said over 70% has to do with your emotional intelligence or your attitude.
I believe it.
I mean, that's big.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something I would love to tell you, I get up every morning, I jump out of bed, I sing The Sound of Music. Nothing could be further from the truth. Every one of you listening today have anxieties and stresses and things that you're facing, whether it's financial, whether it's family, whether it's going through a turmoil on this, your business, everybody.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we all do. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to do about that? I'm going to train myself to be emotionally calm.
Right.
And you got to have that stability. I mean, that is paramount. I think if you said to me, what is the most important pillar? That is one of the most important pillars, is to get that emotional side down.
And that's what I like about your book, man. I mean, you really talk about how we need to lean on God for that help, you know, so we don't have to worry so much or stress so much, you know, ask God for help. You know, and that's what God wants us to do. You know, we're not supposed to fear. You know, we all do it. It's human nature. But just like you say in your book, you know, ask God for help. And that's why I love the book. I definitely recommend it.
Well, it's practical, yes, you know, sir. Because it's aligning. And, you know, I've done it my way. And we were talking about this on the way in this morning. Mm-hmm. But I've done life my way. I've lived my life throughout the day without God. I've gone and done, and I can do it without God. You can do life without God.
But, I don't recommend it.
Yeah. I mean, why? Why do you want to do that?
Right.
It's like one day I had a guy, I was flying to LA to go to a training class. He said, and I was reading my Bible, and he said, you believe in that? And I'm saying, you mean you don't?
Right.
He said, why do you believe in it? I said, well, let's just pretend like there's no such thing as a God. Okay. Let's pretend like this Bible is written by the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy. It's still a great way to live your life.
Right. That's true.
And but you start building that relationship and having somebody go with you every day. God is not for Sundays. Let me say that. God is not for Sundays. He's for your week up. He's for this week up. He's for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He's with you on the basketball court when you play. Yep. He's with you, Nancy, when you're out in the marketplace. He's with me when I'm building Southern Painting. Yes, and so he wants to be with you. That's why that emotional intelligence is critically important. So, again, my name is Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. We're talking about pillars that you as an individual need to start working upon. And we're going to, in the next half hour, we're going to actually get into some more pillars. We're going to get into some of the exercising. We're going to talk about health. Alden's going to share a few things with us because he's got a lot of knowledge. Cool Whip is in the studio. We're having a lot of fun here on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Yes, sir.
And I'm glad you're with us, guys. This is very good information for people to have. And it's talking about building longevity, of having good health. It's talking about having a good health plan. It's talking about what you can do to be proactive. That's very important. You have a choice to be proactive. Lots of good stuff coming up. Do not leave us, and we'll see you on the other side of this commercial break.
Let me introduce you to the new book, The Big Day That Can Change Your Life. If there was a hall of fame for saying ridiculous things, do you think you'd be in it? We've all had words fly out of our mouth that we wish we could take back. It never leaves us feeling good, and it doesn't seem that dealing with the aftermath is a hobby for anyone. It's a fact of life that what comes out of us is just the fruit of what's inside of us. How would you like to see your life transformed from the inside out? The truth is, you're better than you think you are. Changing your perspective of yourself will not only change the words you speak, but your actions and emotions as well. As your personal life coach, the book, The Big Day, will take you on a journey of retraining your words and, most importantly, believing in the greatness of who you're meant to be. Don't wait another day. Buy your copy of The Big Day by Robert Whipple on Amazon today.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Mr. Whipple here. Good morning. We are here talking about your overall health. We're talking about how to have longevity, how to the basics of living longer. I love that. How important it is to decrease the risk of illness. The seven pillars are what we're covering in the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. My guest is Master Trainer, 24-Hour Fitness, Alden Smith, and Cool Whip. They're in the studio with us, and Dan behind the board. Thank you, Dan, for all the hard work you do. We're so appreciative of you on that. And if you'd like to get more information, you can do that. We do have a website. It It's a website that talks about the subjects we're talking about. I want to ask Heather to put up the seven, I think the seven pillars would be good for people to have in writing. So let's just go down those real quick before we get into the next one. That is the words you speak. That's number one pillar. Be careful and train yourself on the words you speak. Number two is to have a strategic plan with set appointments, especially to exercise, planning your eating. That's really important. I think that's probably another one that I really like. I think having that plan has really been a big, big thing for me. I have a plan to go to the gym and work out with Mr. Smith at least once or twice every single week. Number three is disciplining yourself and being on the offense of what you put in your mouth. And then number four is your emotional and spiritual intelligence. And I'm just going to say this right quick before we get into number five. That is that there is scripture that talks about healing. And why not take advantage of that? Why not start reading some good scripture that talks about if you have a problem right now with your body, just start reading scripture and some of God's promises that he has for that. I think that's important. And then we're going to get into number five. And my name is Robert Whipple, your host. Let me give you our telephone number if you have a question, 888-787-KLIF or 5543, 1-800-787-5543. So pillar number five, and that is your exercise plan. Alden, question. Okay. What is the biggest challenge you face as a trainer with working with people on their exercise plan?
I say the biggest challenge would be getting them to understand a program that it's going to take time. A lot of people come in with goals that they want to reach today and with a lifestyle that's been bad for the last 5 to 10 years. And they expect it to change overnight, which is not true. So getting them to understand we have to crawl before you walk. We have to lay a foundation. And it takes time, man, honestly. It really does.
So it's not something. We've been together for how long? 5 years?
About 5 years, yes, sir.
And I mean, you've seen ups and downs in my health, yeah. Right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, sometimes we go down and sometimes we go up and weight. We're talking about weight.
Yeah.
But the key thing there has been that just don't give up and be consistent with that exercise.
Definitely. Being consistent. You know, we set goals pretty much every month, every week. Is, you know, if it's weight loss, kind of 1 pound a week. You know, you want to set realistic goals, something doable. You know, that's very manageable. People can do it. And then think about it. If you just lost that 1 pound a week, rather than trying to lose so much so fast, overwhelming yourself, you'll get there. You know, it may take longer than you want, but you will get there as long as you do that 1 pound a week.
So let's talk about that exercise. This is something I say, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you should have at least 2 cardio a week, right?
Yeah, you say 2, I say 3.
Okay, but did I said at least, right?
Yeah, at least, definitely. So I'm teasing. Yeah.
No, you're not. Yeah. Folks, he's not teasing. He's relentless out there. He goes, push it, Whipple, push it. You know, I mean, he's cruel. He's like a taskmaster. Master. So,
perfect world. I tell clients, perfect world, perfect world. 3 days a week weights,
but it's not perfect
cardio.
So back to this. Let me, my point. But at least 2 cardio.
So 6 days a week?
Yeah, perfect world. I mean,
that's not going to happen.
My doctor said, Nancy, work out every day.
Yeah.
So, every day.
I mean, honestly, yeah, and a lot of books and science. And I know when I got my degree, you know, they said 30 minutes of some activity.
Every day.
Every day is good for you.
I did get the Apple Watch, and it has a little activity level. And sometimes it, like, celebrates when I've reached a certain point. It, like, gives me, like, all kinds of
just
happy.
Just like Mr. Whipple said earlier, the resources, right? The Bible is a resource, but that Apple Watch is a resource to you so you
people
can
watch
how
it.
Active you are.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not giving them a commercial. It's just that.
It's true.
It is true. A nice.
That's what's good about
it's
technology.
It's a nice tool.
Exactly. You can
it's
use,
a nice tool to have.
We have so much resource. It's no reason not to use them.
Yeah, you're educating right. yourself. Yeah. That's back to the emotional intelligence is you're educating who, what you're doing. So one of the problems I have with me with getting the cardio is the treadmill because it's not good on my joints.
Right.
And it's kind of a rough time. So what I do is do other things besides cardio. I mean, other things besides the treadmill. Yep. What would you recommend?
Right. So exactly like you said, the treadmill, you know, if someone with bad knees or ankles, you know, we recommend either the elliptical or the bike, stationary bike.
Yeah, how about swimming?
Low impact. Swimming is probably one of the best, if not the best, cardio you can do. You know, but something is better than nothing for sure.
Now, I do have a recommendation that the trainer that I started with almost 20 years ago, finally, I was talking to her about my shoes. I said, Paula, these are the most crummiest shoes. What should I do about these shoes? She goes, Nancy, you need to go to Luke's Locker. I'm not giving them an advertisement, but they were, because I worked with them, I worked with Run On, and they can watch you walk, how you walk.
Check your mechanics.
Yes, right? And they can put you in a pair of great, doesn't have to be running shoes, but shoes that can equal your fitness level.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that ever since.
That's good.
That's really isn't
it? Okay, so you have two cardio, and then this is something you're really big on. And this is something I want to just talk about the next 2 or 3 minutes because it's really transformed who I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, my program, my health program, one of the pillars, is core. Mm. So talk to me a minute about that core and what all that means. When I say core exercise, explain to me what that means.
So the core is the foundation. I mean, it kind of consists of your stomach, obviously, abdominals, you know, your obliques, lower back, your hips, your glutes. It's the muscles that run the upper body and the lower body together. Right. The stronger your core is, the stronger ultimately you become. I mean, you know, if you want to do push-ups from squats, I mean, you want to have a strong core. But also outside of just lifting weights, it affects your posture. You know, you get a lot of people complaining.
Right.
He straightened up, as he said.
I like that.
A lot of people complaining about, you know, lower back pain or joint hip pain, things like that. A lot of times it's just a weak core. You know, when you're thinking lifting something from bottom up or putting something overhead.
Right.
A lot of people injure themselves because they have a weak core. So I'm big on that, honestly.
I'd say the least.
I start with that with all my clients.
I mean, we work on core for what, 45 minutes?
Yeah, we definitely
don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do.
I mean, a little cardio, but mostly core.
Mostly core and obviously some strength training. But the core is, the stronger the core gets, the stronger you will become.
It affects your balance too, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's a big one too.
Balance, yeah.
I mean, that you taught me that. I say this, but that core helps your balance, Cool Whip. More than just about anything.
Yes.
Well, especially as you age, your balance goes off.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to work on your balance.
Yeah. A lot of people kind of forget about it. Like balance, flexibility, you know, kind of ones.
How about stretching?
Stretching, yeah. Flexibility, stretching. It kind of gets put on the back burner. But it's a key component of fitness.
Right.
It's not just cardio or weights. It's another component. Flexibility and balance is a component. So that means we need to work on it. You know, I honestly do it myself. You know, you can check Facebook, Instagram. I do balance exercises.
So how would they contact you on Instagram or Facebook?
Oh, yes. Definitely do that. Alden Smith, PT0211. That's my son's birthday coming up. But that's my Instagram. And then
Say that one more time.
Yeah. Instagram, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it is Alden Smith, A-L-D-E-N, Smith. PT, Alden Smith PT for personal trainer, and then 0211 is just my son's birthday. That's my Instagram, and then just Facebook, it's my name, Alden Smith. And then definitely follow me on there. I'd like to put a lot of fitness videos on there, health tips on there. I only got it a couple months ago, honestly, but I'm trying to get more. Sociable.
Do you have any great recipes for us?
No, we don't have time for that. We're going to start talking about food.
Don't talk about food.
I don't.
Not this time of day, right?
Eat healthy.
Yeah. Well, we've covered that. Okay, so let's go back to our exercise. So you know what? And this is something that I believe that is a helps you. It's kind of like all seven pillars. When you start firing on all seven pillars and you get your exercise program going, you begin to really get some confidence about who you are.
Definitely.
I mean, it's kind of like a life changer. You have the emotional, you have the plan, you do all these seven things, you get that exercise program. You're going to feel like sometimes, hey man, with God, I can do all things through with Christ who strengthens me.
Definitely.
There's no question about it. So take a minute and talk about stretching. How important is the stretch? Is that stretching a core? Does that be a core exercise, or would that be just considered by itself?
Kind of by itself, stretching and flexibility. One thing I do once a week is yoga. Stretching can affect, like, if you don't stretch enough, you can't injure yourself. You know, a lot of muscles become too tight. For example, a lot of clients have their quadricep, the thigh muscle, is too tight, so it adds stress to their knee. And so they don't stretch enough the quad, so it's too tight. So we have to stretch it out to ease the pain on that knee. Some people's hamstrings are too tight, so they have lower back pain. So sometimes we have to stretch the hamstring muscles. So it's extremely important. A lot of injuries stem from being overactive or too tight.
Yeah, I know. So, when I work out, the first thing I do is I warm up
and
get my blood circulating. And this is something I learned. And then take about, you know, I do that for 4 or 5 minutes. And then I do stretching for 10 minutes.
Right.
Definitely. So is that good?
So I recommend stretching. I tell my clients before you work out, definitely after you work out. You can do it in the morning, at night. Definitely make it a part of your routine. It's extremely important every day, every day.
So what can you do at home? What are some good exercises you can do at home that if you don't have a gym or gym membership, or it's just you don't have the time? Like that's a big deal for me, having the time. What are things you can do at home?
I tell clients, you know, you can do obviously a basic plank, you know, kind of to work the core.
Push-ups,
sit-ups. You can do body weight squats. There's definitely a lot of exercises you can do. The cool thing about now, I mean, you can look up videos on your phone, and
you can. I got a few DVDs.
I mean, you have a lot of, like I said, resources and tools to get rid of all the excuses why not to work out.
Yeah, you know, so. YouTube, anything. Right?
Yep, exactly. So, you know, you don't have to have the weights of the machines, you know, all the time to say, oh, I can't go to the gym, so I'm not going to work out. You know, it's
just
easy to make excuses.
Walk.
Right.
Yeah,
you can do
walk.
Something. We can do something for sure.
I think one of the things I like what Coolwood did was this was about, I'm going to say 8 or 9, 10 years ago. She goes, you know what? I'm going to do a half marathon. Yeah. And so take just about 30 seconds or 45 seconds and tell us about that.
Well, my sister Ann, she called one day, and she'd been working on her weight, and she'd been out walking a lot. And so she called and said, do you want to do that half marathon? You know, it used to be called the White Rock Marathon. Mm-hmm. And so that's the one that we did. And so anyway, I'm not a jogger. I said, well, sure, I can do it, because I've been doing spin class and doing workout classes at 24-Hour Fitness also. Mm-hmm. So I said, sure, I'll sign up. So we all signed up, signed my daughter up, Lori, and we all went. And we power walked it. It took us 4 hours. We weren't the last one in, but...
You did it. That's awesome.
We did it, and...
I can say I've never did it. So
I mean, that was amazing to me to see you finish that. I was so proud of you because, I mean, I'm serious. That's one of the, that's a thing that I always think about, and you've got your medal at home, and every time I come in, you have me kiss it, right?
Right. Well, and so Robert thought we weren't going to finish.
If I had to go to Vegas and bet.
Yeah. He thought, well, he'll pick us up about dinner. We'll be about halfway through, you know.
And she did it.
No, I called him. I said, because I had my phone. I said, we'll be done in about an hour. And he's like, no way.
No, that's awesome. Good job.
So we're going to finish up on Talking Point 6 and 7 after this break. Join us. We are having a good time talking about the 7 pillars of health. We'll see you in just a second. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, the author of The Big Day, and I wanted to introduce to you Daniel DePinto.
Thanks. I'm a student at Texas Tech University. I'm studying musical theater and currently taking 18 hours of class, along with 25 hours of theater and an additional 15 hours of studying every week. With that said, you can imagine what my schedule looks like. But when it comes to managing my time, the book The Big Day has been a lifeline. Not only has it taught me how to manage my time effectively, but I've also learned how to thrive in every area of my life, not just in school. With relatable stories and sometimes painfully true statistics, The Big Day really teaches practical and applicable lessons no matter who you are or what your schedule's like. I highly recommend you get a copy of the book and try it out for yourself. You won't be the same. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple, available on Amazon today.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
15 minutes. We're going to talk about the final two pillars. Our goal here is to help you mow down the oppositions you may be facing. Having a wise health plan, decreasing your risk of illness, and the basics of living longer, and most important, living a quality life. My name is Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffee House chat room. 888-787-5543. Cool Whip. Alden, I'm glad you're here with us. This is something that that I just love to talk about, is your health plan. And so when we get into the pillars, we've covered 1 through 5. We're going to go to number 6 now. And this is equally important, even though you may not think it is, or it may not sound like it is, but I think this is, like, very important. And it's kind of so basic that you're going to be going, wow, I got that. I don't know if a lot of people do. And that is making a dedicated decision to look your best every day. Mm-hmm. In other words, no matter where you go, you want to look your best. Train yourself and look at what you're wearing. Say, is this something I would wear on a job interview? I like to pretend like I'm going to a job interview almost every day, maybe except for the week up on Saturday or Sunday or whatever your days are off. Mm-hmm. But even then, I want to get up. I want to get ready. I'd like to shave. I want to look my best. Because there's just something that when you're looking your best, there's something that transforms the inside of you. That's why you always like to put on a nice suit, a nice tie. I think it has a profound effect on how you feel, and most importantly, what you expect in life. So I think that's, like, big time important. So if you don't have the dollars, the money in your budget to go out and, you know, buy super expensive clothing, we're not talking about that. I mean, I'm not even actually talking about that at all. I'm talking about just looking your best. I'm talking about having a dedicated looking your best program. Lay your clothes out. Put things out that you look good in. If you got clothes that you don't look good in, throw them away. I mean, seriously, big time. I mean, this is important.
Yeah.
I think like, I'm thinking every day, okay, what am I looking like out in the marketplace? How do I look? So we're getting out of time. This is just amazing how much fun we're having here. But I do want to answer this one caller we have. And I think, Dan, you said his name was Justin. Is that correct? Jocelyn. Good. It's all yours, sir. Go ahead, or ma'am. Good morning.
Hi, this is Jocelyn, and I have a question about breakfast foods. Alden, what would be the best breakfast food that you could eat to fuel your morning and get yourself started off correctly?
That's a great question. One meal that I tell my clients or item, for one, is oatmeal. For sure, it's a great carbohydrate, which gives you energy. It has fiber in it, and it's filling. And then you want some form of protein, so either like eggs or egg whites or, say, like some yogurt. And then probably some fruit. Now, all that's depending on the person's goal. So if they're trying to lose weight or, you know, either put on muscle. But definitely some form of protein and healthy carbohydrates for sure, and then some fruit.
So not Pop-Tarts.
Thank you.
No Pop-Tarts. you know, something is better than nothing. So, you know, if you're on the go or really quick, even a protein shake is great.
Do you like the bars, like protein bars?
Some of those bars, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you watch the calorie
count. A lot of them
count.
Have, you know, that's like he said earlier, you want to read the labels. Right. A lot of them have more fat than we would like. Some of them are more carbs than a protein bar. They're called protein bar, but then they have too many carbs and then a lot of sugar. Exactly.
Right.
So that's one thing, especially with new clients, I go in detail over, you know, let's learn these labels.
Yeah, that's, I like that. Important. So another thing that when we're talking about pillar number 6, that's looking your best, is Dr. Maxwell Maltz, and he's a cosmetic surgeon. And he said that when he would go in and operate on people, that that had more effect on them than just about anything. And he said, and actually, a lot of times I couldn't tell that much difference. And this is the plastic surgeon doing the work. I couldn't tell that much difference, but the psychological effect, and that's what we're talking about, is having a psychological effect on who you are and what you're thinking is all about.
Right.
So you always want, and you know, this is so basic, but it's something I don't just take for granted. I want to look everywhere I go. I want to look the best of where I go. And I know you do as well. I mean, there's nothing worse than, you know, feeling like, okay, no, I don't look my best.
No, I mean, you're right. Especially being at the gym. I mean, you are a walking billboard. You have to market and brand yourself. So for me, I need to look in shape. You know, you need to have decent haircuts. I'm in the barbershop almost every week just to look presentable. You know, that's the first impression people get on you is how you look. You know, you know, we tell people don't judge, but honestly, we do. You know, the first thing you do is you look at someone and you check their appearance. And it's easy to make assumptions from that. So you want to look your best to go ahead and get that advantage.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, being in nursing, I always look at people. I'm studying them.
Right.
Because whenever you're in the hospital and I'm taking care of you, it tells me a lot.
Right.
You know, just studying you and what you're doing and how you're acting and what you look like is pillar to me.
Right. That's confidence, man, and getting a job. You know, when you're going for a job interview, if you don't look your best, most likely you might not get
that's not like obvious or anything, but why not look your best? And just like I said, pretend like you're going into a job interview. Now, again, I'm not talking about 7 days a week. There are some times you got to dial it down a little bit. I'm not talking about being unrealistic here, but I am talking about just making a dedicated decision to look your best. I like that. You know, and if I, you know, when I walked in and saw you as a trainer, and if you were all sloppy and it, you didn't look the best, and even I'm not just talking about being, you know, out of shape and overweight. I'm talking about just what you had on, and your appearance was striking to me. And I said, I'll never forget the words I said after I talked with you for 5 minutes. I said, I want you, because that was very important to me. So we're talking about the seven pillars on having a quality life. And then we're going to get to finally number seven. And that is, this makes, you know, again, sounds like common sense, but surround yourself with great medical professionals or a trainer. Now, even though you're not technically a medical professional, in one way, you're like a medical professional. You're like a trainer. You've been trained to know what to do. And so surround yourself. Yeah, as a professional nurse, you would say yes. So surround yourself with great people that have great intention and teaching you how to take care of yourself. And if you have a doctor that you don't like, fire him. I know for myself, I went through five doctors. Back a number of years ago, I had a deal going on with the heart, and I wasn't excited. So I went through heart doctor number one, heart doctor number two, heart doctor number three, four, five. It took me five doctors. So if you have a doctor that says, and again, I'm not banging on anyone. I'm saying, but if it's something you don't align yourself with and you don't exactly appreciate what they're saying, then find you somebody that can help you get in the right position to be in the right position. In other words, just don't take it exactly, okay, this is what the doctor is saying, so automatically this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And so
I think it's old school. That's what my parents or your parents would always say, well, the doctor said do that. Mm-hmm. Well, I think nowadays, you know, I think it's so awesome that we can just go on the internet and we can do some research. Now, is it always great research?
Right.
No. So you got to read between the lines. You can't just take it at face value. You have to really study it. And I think doctors nowadays, they really enjoy it when people come in and they're a little educated about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way they don't have to spoon feed you everything.
Exactly.
So this is another thing. I had like one doctor say to me, he said, you need to get surgery automatically on your ankle. And I said, wait a minute. So I went in and started doing research, like you said, Cool Whip, started doing research about what is the best ankle doctor in the country. And I found one in Dallas. This guy was like the best. And he said, absolutely, you don't need surgery. This is a doctor that's written books on your ankles. And so, yeah, I mean, it took me several months to get in there to him, but I wanted to surround myself with good people like Alden, a professional trainer. So Tell me once again why somebody would want to have a professional trainer, Alden. I want to know that. Why is that important for people listening to have a professional trainer?
For one, to hold you accountable. You know, you need that accountability to actually get to the gym. Also, like we always said, a plan. We want to map out a plan together. You know, it's something we want to do together, not just me tell you go do this, but I want you to understand why you're doing this. And then two, to, you know, learn how to get acclimated in using the gym. A lot of people come in are intimidated when they see the gym. So we want to teach you how to use the machines properly. And then just enjoy yourself, have fun, you know, we laugh, we play, we take it serious, don't get me wrong, but we enjoy it, the time together. And just, and then lastly, obviously, results. You know, we pride on getting clients' results.
I think it's nice that people see that you're doing the exact same thing that you're telling them to do.
Right.
So, Heather, if you would, let's get on our website, These Seven Pillars. We are out of time. We've had so much fun. By the way, you got to join us for next week.
And we're going to add Alden's information to our website so people can log on there and they can get your information.
Definitely.
Join us next week. We've got a great show programmed on Dreaming the Impossible Dream Again, Part 2. My name is Robert Whipple. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Alden. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate the opportunity coming on.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Greetings from the big day. Within a few short days, our newly published book became a bestseller in time management. How would you like to know how to plan for success, transform your weekends, and achieve your goals? Would you like to learn the secrets of turning the seemingly impossible vision you have for your life into a reality and even a legacy? Sometimes all it takes is learning how to utilize and combine both your visionary and your logical sides. And don't worry, we all have them both. But it shouldn't end there. How about using the four areas of mapping and the four areas of planning your time? This is just part of the blueprint for success. And the good news is you don't have to reinvent the wheel. With inspirational and practical strategies for these and many other topics, The Big Day is a life coach that will get you on track to win big in all eight areas of your life.